Have you ever wondered why the smartest person in the room isn't always the most successful?
The traditional focus on IQ as the supreme predictor of achievement misses something fundamental about human potential.
Consider Jason H., a brilliant student with an exceptional IQ who ended up unemployed and isolated, while his academically average classmates thrived in careers and relationships.
His story reveals the crucial element that IQ tests don't measure: emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence encompasses five essential domains: recognizing our emotions, managing those emotions, motivating ourselves, recognizing emotions in others, and handling relationships effectively.
Unlike IQ, which remains relatively stable throughout life, emotional intelligence can be developed at any age.
This plasticity makes it particularly powerful.
The evidence for emotional intelligence's impact is compelling.
A 30-year study of 450 boys showed that factors like frustration tolerance and social skills predicted life outcomes far better than IQ scores.
Similarly, George Vaillant's research with Harvard graduates found that test scores had little correlation with later success in careers or relationships.
What mattered more was their ability to navigate emotional terrain, both internal and interpersonal.
Think about what this means for how we define potential. A child struggling academically might possess emotional strengths that ultimately matter more for life success.
A brilliant but emotionally tone-deaf professional might learn to read emotional currents and transform their leadership effectiveness.
The person prone to emotional outbursts can develop self-regulation strategies that change their relationship patterns.
On a turbulent flight, passengers display varying reactions, from gripping armrests in terror to remaining genuinely calm. These different responses demonstrate levels of emotional self-awareness, the cornerstone of emotional intelligence. Self-awareness is recognizing emotions as they arise and understanding their impact. It's the difference between being consumed by anger and acknowledging, "I'm feeling angry because I felt disrespected." This awareness creates space for choice rather than reaction. Some individuals, like Gary in Goleman's research, experience alexithymia, emotional colorblindness. Unable to distinguish between anxiety, anger, or sadness, this emotional illiteracy impairs their relationships and decision-making. Conversely, those with heightened emotional awareness detect subtle emotional signals within themselves. They notice the first signs of irritation or anxiety before escalation, allowing them to manage emotions before they become overwhelming. Self-awareness functions at multiple levels: recognizing emotions, understanding triggers, and developing meta-awareness about our emotional patterns. Each level deepens emotional intelligence and expands our response choices.
Emotional hijackings occur when feelings override reason, leading to regrettable actions. However, we can learn to manage this process and transform our relationship with difficult emotions. When anger strikes, it rapidly floods our body with stress hormones and narrows our focus. Rather than suppressing it, early intervention through reframing works best, like understanding that a driver who cut you off might have an emergency. When reframing isn't possible, use cooling down techniques, physical distance from triggers, distraction, and relaxation. Avoid venting through aggressive actions, as this reinforces rather than releases anger. Anxiety and depression require different approaches, but follow similar principles. Break anxiety's wordy cycles through realistic assessment. What's the actual likelihood of the worst-case scenario? Combat depression through small accomplishments, exercise, and social connection. The key lies in the connection between the prefrontal cortex and amygdala, where the former can inhibit emotional reactions. Consistent practice strengthens this pathway, improving emotional regulation over time.
The famous marshmallow test revealed that 4-year-olds who could delay gratification, waiting 15 minutes for 2 marshmallows instead of eating one immediately,
showed greater social competence and effectiveness later in life, even scoring 210 points higher on SATs. This emotional self-regulation underlies all significant achievements, from completing advanced degrees to building businesses. Hope and optimism are equally vital. Martin Seligman's research demonstrates that optimists view setbacks as temporary and specific, rather than permanent and personal, enabling greater resilience. For example, optimistic insurance salespeople outperformed pessimists by 37% in their first 2 years. At its peak, emotional intelligence manifests as flow, a state where we're fully absorbed in challenging yet manageable tasks. In flow, emotions become allies rather than obstacles, channeled positively toward meaningful achievement.
Have you ever sensed the emotional atmosphere upon entering a room? This innate ability to read others' emotions forms the basis of meaningful connection. Empathy, understanding others' feelings while maintaining your identity, enables deep bonds and appropriate responses. This capacity starts early. Newborns react to other babies' distress, and toddlers recognize and respond to others' emotions. Such early development highlights empathy's evolutionary role in social cohesion. Empathy develops through attunement, the emotional exchange between parent and child. When parents respond to a child's emotional signals, the child learns that emotions communicate, creating what psychologist Daniel Stern calls emotional resonance. Without attunement, children may struggle to recognize their feelings, and severe emotional neglect can impair empathy development. Empathy combines emotional resonance with cognitive understanding, allowing us to take others' perspectives while maintaining boundaries, crucial for therapists understanding clients or negotiators seeing multiple viewpoints.
The highest expression of emotional intelligence manifests in our social interactions, building rapport, resolving conflicts, and inspiring others. These social skills transform internal awareness into external impact. Emotional expressiveness forms the foundation of social competence. Every culture has specific display rules for showing emotions appropriately in different contexts. Understanding these nuances enables authentic expression while maintaining social harmony. Emotions spread contagiously between people through unconscious mimicry of expressions, postures, and vocal patterns. This explains how one person's mood can shift an entire group's dynamics. The emotionally intelligent leverage this phenomenon to positively influence situations. In conflict resolution, those with high emotional intelligence address disagreements directly while managing tensions. They separate people from problems, focus on interests over positions, and maintain emotional control to enable productive discussion. Leadership especially requires social-emotional intelligence. Effective leaders create resonance by inspiring shared goals, recognizing group dynamics, providing motivating feedback, and building psychologically safe teams that leverage diverse strengths.
Many relationships fail not from lack of love, but from emotional intelligence deficits that prevent couples from navigating conflicts and maintaining intimacy. John Gottman's research identified interaction patterns that predict relationship failure with 90% accuracy, particularly the Four Horsemen: character-based criticism, contempt, shown through eye-rolling or sneering, defensiveness, and stonewalling. Gender differences play a crucial role in conflicts. Men typically experience greater physiological arousal during arguments, leading to emotional withdrawal when their partners most desire engagement. Understanding this pattern helps couples implement effective strategies, like taking timeouts during heated discussions. Emotionally intelligent couples develop repair attempts, signals that de-escalate tension before it escalates. Simple actions like appropriate humor, gentle touch, or saying, "Let me try again," can prevent minor disagreements from becoming major conflicts. Key relationship skills include self-awareness of emotional triggers, self-regulation, empathic listening, expressing needs without blame, accepting influence from each other, and finding win-win solutions. These skills transform conflict into opportunities for deeper connection.